Okay, excellent. Go ahead.
Okay.
We're ready.
The beginning of Perek Talmid Nishchas, Rabbi Kivega points out a contradiction between the different Rashis. Rashi over here sounds like he holds that you have to wait to half an hour after Chatzos Men HaTorah, as opposed to the Gemara in Yuma and the Rashi the Kamon, the upside of Kim Lama Beis, that the half an hour is only Midi Rabbanim. Halacha Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura raises a possibility that maybe it'll be an Afkamina Ladina if a person will daven mincha within the first half hour after Chatzos. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Chachamim will misaken the Zman Tfila, corresponding to the Zmanim of the Karbonis. If the Zman of the Karbonis Min HaTorah is only a half an hour after Chatzos, then there's room to say that if you daven mincha, even b'dieved, within the first half hour, you wouldn't be yotze. But if it's only a din l'chatchila midrabbanan, then you shouldn't make a mistake. So then there's room to say the b'dieved, if one would daven mincha within the first half hour, it would be yotze b'dieved. That Rashi, that Rabbi Kivegir is mitzayin the kamon, daf tadi gimel, amad beis, ramaschot heswa milin, is important for another purpose as well. There's a din of derech rechoika that whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon brings Pesach Sheni, and there's a din derech rechoika if the person is b'derech rechoika on erev Pesach, even if he sent an email in advance that you're bringing a korban Pesach on his behalf, and he will make it. He'll come by plane. He'll come by automobile. So we pass on halacha that he's not yotze the korban Pesach. If you're b'derech rechoika, you can't be yotze korban Pesach, even if you do make it on time. So what's the definition of derech rechoika? So the different opinions in the Mishnah, and we pass on teswav mil. Where is he? When? What time of the day is he at teswav mil? So Rashi on Tzadik Gimel and Beis, that Rashi that.
Beautiful.
The Rashi that
Rebbe Schechter, we can't hear you.
Let me see what's going on there.
Rebbe's microphone is muted.
Oh, muted. I might have just hit the button by accident. Rav Schechter, you can hear us or see us? Okay. I think we're back.
We're back.
Okay. I think you hit the mute button by accident.
Okay. So the Rashi on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi and Tosfos seem to hold that the issue of Derech Rechoka is established at Chatzos, because the half hour after Chatzos is only with the Rabbanan. But really, Min HaTorah, the Zman of Korban Tomid is Chatzos, and Korban Pesach is right after the Korban Tomid. So theoretically, if it'll take you 5 seconds to bring the Tomid, and then right away you can bring the Pesach. So at Chatzos is the Chi of Korban Pesach. So it's established then where, if he's Tesvav Mil, more than Tesvav Mil away from Yerushalayim at Chatzos, then it can't be Yotze Korban Pesach that year, even if he has someone arranged, and even if he comes by plane, it wouldn't be Yotze. The Rambam doesn't agree. The Rambam writes that in Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam writes that Derech Rechoka is established in the morning, L'shas Alos HaShemesh. Sounds like at the moment of Zricha. It's established if at the time of Zricha he's Tesvav Mil away from Yerushalayim, and he won't be able to arrive by walking normally, by going by car, he will be able to arrive. But he can't arrive by, the Gemara says, by walking normally. If he can't arrive by Chatzos, then he's potter from Korban Pesach. So it seems to be machloikis, when is the chi of Korban Pesach chal? Rashi and Tosfos seem to hold the chi to bring Korban Pesach as chal at Chatzos, because he can't bring it before. So that's when the chi is chal. And the Rambam seems to hold that Chatzos is the earliest man you can do the Kima Mitzvah of Hakrovas Korban Pesach. But the Chiv to bring it sounds like it's Chal in the morning at the time of Zricha. So if at the time of Zricha he is Derech Rechoika, So then he's out of the he's mufka from the whole parsha of Korban Pesach. Even if it'll arrange that someone should bring it on his behalf, it won't be good. It's a pretty important machlokes Rashi and Tosis on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand. When is the chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach out? There is such a similar strange Rashi in Sukkah, which the Mishnah Brura points out. There's a din of dichoy by korbanos. There's a din of dichoy by korbanos. If the pasuk says in Chumash that if a person was magdash a korban and it gets a mum over, so if you makra the korban at the time that it has the mum over, so it's possibly midi of it. But if you wet a lemum aver, heals by itself. So then you can be makar with the korban. So the mashmois, the Tosfos Shoshanim and Yoma points out the mashmois of the pasuk is that only by mum, this is the exception to the rule, by mum aver, even though temporarily weren't able to be makar with it, but after it gets better, you can be makar with it. But if there would be any other equal, to be any other reason, let's say it would be, I'm in the middle of being makar with the korban and nivgam hamizbech. The Mizbech has to be Ravua. Something happened, there was an earthquake or whatever, and for some reason or another, the Mizbech is no longer Ravua. And then it takes an hour or two till they get cement and till they fix up the Mizbech. So since for an hour you weren't able to be marked from the garden, so that's the marker for the din of Dichoy. So the original Pasuk is only by Korbanos. So the Gemara has an imbibed Lev Shita. Is there a din of dichoy b'mitzvahs? What is an example of din of dichoy b'mitzvahs? So the Gemara says, let's say you have hadasim that have a novav merube me'alof. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, if you have more berries than you have leaves on the hadasim, then it's pasul. So what if originally you had an esrig? If from the very outset is dichoy me'ikorom, so the Gemara has a right that Dicha Meikora does not pass on by mitzvahs. The holy Bayit Lev Shita is only if it's nearer than Itcha v'chaz v'nira. So the Gemara says, if originally on Sukkahs, the Hadassim were good, you had Alav Merubim Me'anovav, you had more leaves than you had berries. And then in the middle of Sukkahs, the berries developed, the berries grew. So you have now anovim merubim me'alav, so it's nipsal temporarily, and then you remove all of those anovim, you rip them off, so now it's chazav v'nira, so that was nira v'nitcha v'chazav v'nira, so that's an labayit lev shita nigmar, so we machmer on that, and Shulchan Aruch we say l'chumra. So when is it nira v'nitcha v'chazav v'nira? So the Mishnah Brura quotes that, points out that Rashi on the Gemara Sukkah says, when Leil Sukkah entered, the first night of Sukkah entered, the hadasim were kosher, and then they became nifsal in the middle of Yom Tov. Then I pulled off the berries and made it kosher again. So that's a shaila. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Orach Laner raises an issue, but the zman of lulav is only by yom. Laila is before the zman. So when the yom enters, it's already dichay meikor. So dichay meikor the mitzvahs was never an issue. So the Gemara says it's only in a bayad leb shita if it's near nitcha v'chazav v'nira. Nira minitcha v'chazav v'nira means that the zman of the mitzvah, so there, Leil Sukkah before the zman. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that with Aruch HaNeh. You see from Rashi that even though it's not yet the zman of the Kiyama mitzvah, Leil Sukkah, but it's one big Kedusha Sayyam for 24 hours, the Yom Tov of Sukkah. So the Kedusha Sayyam is what's mechayiv in the mitzvah. So when the Ben Hashmashes of Leil Yom Tov enters, that's already the mechayiv for the mitzvah, so then we already begin to discuss nira minitcha v'chaz v'nira. Before the zman mitzvah, you can't talk about nira minitcha. It'll be a dicha mikora. If before Yom Tov, the hadasim were kosher, and then they became pulsed before Yom Tov, then Yom Tov enters, so that's called docha mikora. So even if Leil Yom Tov entered and the hadasim were kosher, then it became nifsal on Yom Tov. But if when the Yom of Yom Tov enters, it should be Dicha Meikor, shouldn't be any problem. So you see that the Rashi seems to hold that the Mechayiv of the Zman of the Mechayiv of the Mitzvah has already arrived. The Zman of the Mechayiv of the Mitzvah is the Ben Hashmashes of Knesset HaYom Tov. So the Rambam seems to hold something similar over here, that the mechayev of Korban Pesach is the zricha, not the chatzos. The zman kiyum mitzvah is sometimes after chatzos, but the zman of the chiyuv can precede the zman of the kiyum. That's an interesting chiddush. That is an interesting chiddush. Yeah. Why does the Rambam say that the zman is zricha? The din is, the Mishnah Megillah says that whenever there's a dovish and mitzvah sabayam kol shikol ayoyim, lachatchili should wait till after hanetzach hamav, but yebid, if you did the mitzvah after alos hashachar, you would be yotzi, because it's vadayoyim. The ben hashmash is between the shki and the tzeisa kohavim, it's a safik yam, safik laila. But the ben hashmash is in the morning between alos hashachar and zviche. The Rishami points it out, the ben hashmash is in the morning is vadayoyim. So why should the Rambam say over here that it all depends on Alois HaShemesh? He doesn't say Alois HaShach, he says Alois HaShemesh. Sounds like the date begins from Zricha. That's an issue. Rav Soloveitchik thought that from this Rambam you see there's a machlokes, Magen Avraamish, whereas in Reish Lama Gimel, I think, has the machlokes achronim, when you're calculating when it's the Sozman Kriya Shema, when is the Tzosman Tefillah, when you figure out Shos Hayom, so do you calculate from Alos to Tzeis HaKom, or do you calculate from Zricha to Shkia? So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the Iker is the second way. You calculate from Zricha to Shkia, even though from Alos till Zricha is Vad Hayom. Still, for the purpose of calculating this Mane Hayom, the difference Bane within the day, you start from Hanetzach Hamad till Shkia. So Rav Soloveitchik said, from this Rambam, it would appear like that. But it's that's not enough to explain the Rambam. It's still a problem over here. You're not talking about calculating his money hayom over here. The Rambam said something b'chudishdik over here. I'm not sure exactly what, but he has a big chiddush. So the Mishnah tells us that on a normal day, every normal day, the Tamash al Ben Abayim was brought right in the middle of the afternoon. It took approximately an hour to bring the Tamash al Ben Abayim. So 2:30 every day in the afternoon, between 2:30 and 3:30, they brought the Tamash al Ben Abayim. So you had 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after, and then the extra 1 hour is the time that it took to bring the Tamash al Ben Abayim. Then on Erev Pesach Cholias, Erev Shabbos, whatever. So then you change the zmanim, but otherwise that's the zman of the Tamash al Ben Abayim. So it's interesting in Mishnayis Yuma. We bring three sets of korbanos on Yom Kippur. You bring the Tamash Shel Shachar, Tamash Shel Ben Arbayim, in Parshas Pinchas. Then you bring the korbanos on Achrei Mois for Kapor. Then you bring the korbanos on Masafim in Parshas Pinchas. So the Mishnah in Yuma has a whole detailed machlokes hatanoim. The Avodas Yom Kippurim was divided into five different units. First, you do the Kohen Gadol does Avodah, the big Dezov, then the big Dezov, and then big Dezov, big Dezov, and then he finishes off with big Dezov. So the Tanoim work on all the details, exactly when was every korban brought. Everything is spelled out explicitly, except for the Tamash al Ben Abayim. Doesn't say in the Mishnah it's one word. So the Cheshek Shlaima on Yuma, Dafayin, Reb Shlaima Levilner, who was the Magia on the Vilna Shas, when they printed the Vilna Shas. I always mentioned that his grandson used to teach in the yeshiva when I was a student in high school, Rabbi Markelis. And he said the family tradition was that his grandfather, Shlomo Levilna, was Magil Levilna Shas by heart. He didn't check against another edition of the Gemara. He knew every word in Rashi, Gemara Rashi and Tosfos by heart. He just read through it to see that it said what it's supposed to say. So Shlomo Levilna points out that this is a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. And this is one of the two discrepancies between the Nusach Ashkenaz of the Seder Avod and the Nusach Svard. Nusach Ashkenaz follows Rashi Shita, that Tamash al Ben Abayim is brought in the fifth unit of Avodah, and Nusach Svard of the Seder Avodah follows the Rambam's opinion that the Tamash al Ben Abayim is brought in the third unit of Avodah. In the Gemara, in our editions of the Gemara, it says Beferish like Rashi. In the Mishnah, it never says, but in the Gemara, it's Kamat explicit, like Rashi, that the Tamash al Ben Abayim is brought in the fifth unit of Avodah. So Shlomo Levilner writes, he thinks that they're both wrong. He thinks that the Mishnah tells us that they brought the Tamash al Ben Abayim every day between 2:30 and 3:30. So he says when the clock strikes 3:30 in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, then the Kohen Gadol has to bring the Tamash al Ben Abayim. So if he's a young, energetic Kohen Gadol and he's running from one avodah to the other, That's the lashon that we say in the Seidu Havoidah. Rutz. He's running because he has to do the whole Havoidah. So if he's a young, energetic fellow, he will already, by the time the clock strikes 2:30, he will probably already be in the fifth unit of Havoidah. So then he brings the Tom Shalban Abayim in the fifth unit. But if he's an older Kohen Gadol, and he can't run so much, and he's fasting a whole day, so he has to go slowly. So then Mistamah will only be in the third unit of Avodah. So he says, he thinks they're both right and they're both wrong. When the clock strikes 2:30, that's when you bring the Tom Shabbat Abayim. The Gemara never says that Yom Kippur should be different from the others. So this is one of the two discrepancies between the Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard Seder Avodah and Yom Kippurim. Rav Soloveitchik has a Dvar Torah that his father, he was in Europe, in Berlin, and he sent this letter to his father. So the father printed it in the YU publication. At that time, they didn't have a Beis Yitzchak. They had a Heidenu, our echo, our voice. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik submitted it to be printed in Heidenu about the other discrepancy between the Nusach of the Seder Avodah, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svard. That the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, when you bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdosh, it says, after everything is all over, Behishtach Adisa Lefnei Hashem Alokecha. So the Pashtus in the Pasuk is that this is a Kiyum in Bikurim. The way to fulfill the mitzvah B'Shleimus is to do Hishtachvo. So the quote from the Vilna Goyen in the Deris Aliyahu, on Mishnah is Bikurim, and on Chumash, the quote from the Groh, that he thought that it wasn't a special din, wasn't a local din, Hilchas Bikurim. It's a general din in Kol HaNechnasim LaAzor. Whoever enters the Azor for whatever purpose has to be Mishtachla before he leaves. And this is the recurrent theme that appears in the Mishnayos Tomid, when it lists off the Hagrolas that they had every day to determine Mi Shechet, Mi Mikabalas Adam, Mi Moilachas Adam, Mi Zorikas Adam, Mi Malei Vorim Lakevesh, Mi Makter Emurim. Every coin who was zecha to do a little bit of any avodah, so the Mishnah has that recurrent refrain: Ishtachva v'yotze. After he finishes his avodah, he has to do ishtachva. Ishtachva is a special kiyum in the Azor. Chutz l'Azor, it's a nice thing, but there's no kiyum in ishtachva. It's only a kiyum in the Azor. So the so the Nusach Svard of the Seder Avodah has the Kohen Gadol doing everything. And then before he leaves for the day, before he goes home, he says, Hishtachva v'yotza. And Nusach Ashkenaz, that doesn't appear. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's kasha. How can it be? If it's a universal din, kol ha-nechnosim la-azora, to do any sneeze of any Avodah have to be Mishtachva, so why doesn't the Kohen Gadol do Hishtachva as well? So just in a nutshell, he just thought that on Yom Kippur, he had a rife in the Gemara in the first parak in Chulin, that in the Avodas Yom Kippurim, not only do you have to do specific Avodas in a specific order, Shechita Kabbalah, Lochazrika, and this carbon, that carbon, that carbon, the walking from one location to the other and entering the Kodesh Kodosh and the walking out, the walking and the moving is also part of the Seder Havoy and Seder Hayom. So he suggested that maybe the Nusach Ashkenaz, the Mechaber of the Nusach Ashkenaz, was of the opinion that if the Kohen Gadol will be Mishtachavet, that'll be a violation of the Seder of the Halicha. Won't be a violation of the Seder Avodis. He did all the Avodis in the proper order. But if there is, the Gemara in the first parak in Chulin seems to imply that the Halicha, the walking from one place to the other, is a chelik of the Seder Avodah. So that may be a violation of the Seder Halicha if I do Hishtachva. That was a suggestion. Then the Mishnah has that usually there's a din, there's an essay de Hashlama. The Gemara calls it Rava. Rava calls it essay de Hashlama on the bottom of Nun Ches on the base, four lines from the bottom. That's what we have in the Siddur. Aleh Hashlam Kolakam. Let's call him essay de Hashlama. And the one exception to the rule is the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach has brought the Dafke after the Tamei Shel Bein Arbayim. Tosfos in Yuma, Tosfos in Menachos, Tosfos in different Masechtos talks about this essay, the Hashlam, is this Miyake B'Yever or not? What if you bring all the Korbanos are supposed to be sandwiched in between the Tamei Shel Shachar, Tamei Shel Bein Arbayim? So, when would it didn't be if a person brought a Korban before Tamei Shel Shachar, or before or after Tamei Shel Bein Arbayim? Would it be Kasha B'Yever or not? So there's the quotes at the Septim Psochim in Perek Dalet that says black and white psulim. But then they're not sure whether it's psulim deraisa, psulim derabanan. We assume in Shulchan Aruch that it's the maskon of Tosfos is there's no psul deraisa, it's only derabanan, and therefore halacha lemaisa, if the din that's the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it. If the din would have been that if you brought a musafim before the Talmud Shal Shach would have been possible the Eved, that din would carry over to davening as well. That if a person would daven musaf before he daven shachris, he wouldn't be out to the Eved, he would have to repeat musaf again. But since we hold that Mikra din, it's not possible the Eved. If you brought a korban before the Talmud Shal Shach, it would be kosher the Eved. It's only a chumr midirabbanan. So then that's the din. If a person daven musaf before he daven shachris, and Dhamma Shachar's later, he wouldn't have to repeat the Musaf, he would be Yotzibidi Yevin. Here in one of the local shuls, we used to have a fellow, he passed away already. He used to come, he wasn't all there. He always used to come on Shabbos in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. And then after Kriyas HaTorah, he would daven Musaf with dominion. And almost every Shabbos, he would ask the rabbi, he didn't daven Shachar's yet, can he daven Shachar's now? Are you ready to daven Musaf? Every other Shabbos, he would ask the same Shaila. So it says both in the Mechaba and the Ramah, they both write the same thing, that if one daven Musa before daven Shachris, b'diyevid he would be yetzir, because by Karbonis b'diyevid it would be good. In fact, there's a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus has, what if it's Rosh Chodesh in the afternoon, and a person has no minyan, and he wants to, he didn't daven Musaf yet, and he didn't daven Mincha yet. So if he has a reason that he wants to daven Mincha later, there's going to be a minyan for Mincha. There isn't going to be a minyan for Musaf. There's going to be a minyan for Mincha later. Okay, so he's only interested in davening Musaf now. So then you daven Musaf. But there isn't going to be any, he's in a desert island. There isn't going to be any minyan for Mincha. And he's interested in davening both Musaf and Mincha as far as he's concerned. Doesn't make a difference which one he's going to say first. So then the Gemara paskens, Tadeh B'Shein Tadeh, Tadeh Kodem, you should daven Mincha before you daven Musaf. So the Chazon Ish writes in his Ha'oris on that Gemara, he thinks that in the Beis HaMikdash that would be the din also, that if it's in the afternoon, it's after 2:30, and it's the Zman for Hakroba Samincha, usually to bring Mincha between 2:30 and 3:30 every day of the year under normal conditions, and they didn't bring the Musaf yet, so the Musaf Mikra Din Akosha Kol HaYom. So he thinks that even in the Beis HaMikdash, that would be the din. They would bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim first, because Tadeh B'Shein Tadeh Tadeh Kodem. I was very surprised about that. I don't think the other Gedolim assumed like that. I think all the others seem to assume Beis HaMikdash, he wouldn't do like that. It's only a din in davening like that. But that's what the Chazon Ish writes, a very surprising idea. In the Rishonim, you have in the Sefer Kafta Beferach, there was an Aliyah. In the days of Rishonim, a whole group of Bali Hatesis moved to Eretz Yisrael. And Kafta Beferach writes that there was a discussion about the possibility of bringing a Korban Pesach. So the Birkei Yosef on Orach Chaim in Hilchas Erev Pesach raises an issue. You have to bring a Korban Pesach on a Mizbeach. And you have to be mechanech on mizbeach. And the Mishnah says, "Menachas ein mechanech on mizbeach ela b'tomid shel shachar." So, in order to bring a tomid shel shachar, you have to bring machzis hashekel. Machzis hashekel means you have to start collecting money from all the Jews all over the world. It was a small group of Bali Atesis and Eretz Yisrael. They weren't going to give machzis hashekel money. They weren't going to bring any tamidim. They just wanted to bring a korban pesach. So he's bothered with the kasha, and he wrote a lot about this kasha. How can you bring a Korban Pesach? You have to be mechanech the Mizbech with the Tomid Shel Shachar first. And then you can bring the Korban Pesach. Because man, you don't have a Tomid, Tomid Shel Shachar, so you can't have a Korban Pesach. So the Birkei Yosef has a suggestion. Maybe that Mishnah Menachas is not Me'akid B'dievet. Maybe the whole institution of being mechanech the Mizbech with the Tomid Shel Shachar, maybe it's only L'chatchila, maybe it's not Me'akid B'dievet. I thought to answer differently. I thought that the gist of all the Mishnayos there is, according to the Rambam, the menorah was lit twice a day, in the evening and in the morning. So the Rashba and the Tshuva is bothered with Akasha. Why does the Mishnah Menachas, that same data Menachas says, why? But if you can do, if the Rambam holds you do a hadlaka in the morning and in the evening, so why can't you be mechanech the menorah with the hadlaka in the morning? So I thought the teretz is, whatever klisharis you're talking about, you have to be mechanech by starting from the beginning. So if you're talking about the mizbeach hachitzon, since all of the korbanos are supposed to be brought after Tomash al Shachar, before Tomash al Ben Abayim, means that Tomash al Shachar is the beginning. So you have to be mechanech the mizbech with the Tomash al Shachar. Even according to the Rambam, that there are two hadlokas, but the hadloka in the morning is not the tchilos hadloka. The hadloka at night is the tchilos hadloka. The hadloka in the morning apparently is the gemara of the hatovah, but it's not. It doesn't start in the morning. It starts with the hadloka at night. And the same thing, the shulchan. You can only be mechanech to shulchan by putting on the lechem upon him on Shabbos morning. You have to be mechanech by starting from the beginning. So I thought that maybe the answer to the Birkei Yesus Kash is b'medvar ma'murim. When does the Mishnah say emchatchanes hamizbeach the mizbech oile ele b'tomet shel shachar? That's only from the 354 days of the year in the Jewish calendar. That's 353 and a half days. If you want to be mechanech the mizbech any other day, or if you want to be mechanech the mizbech erev Pesach in the morning, then you have to be mechanech with the tamid shel shachar. You have to start from the beginning. But the fact that we learned from the psukim that the tamid, that the korban Pesach has to be bedafke, the Mishnah has Pesach acharov. You bring the korban Pesach after the tamid shel ben abayim. So I understood that that means that this is a seder b'fnei atzmai. There's one seder for all Chatos and Hashamis and Oilus and Shlamim and all Karbonis under the sun, that the Seder begins with the Tomas Shal Shachar, ends with the Tomas Shal Ben Abayim. Then there's another Seder of Korban Pesach. Erev Pesach in the afternoon is a Seder Bifnei Atzmai, that's totally a separate Seder. So if you bring first somebody's Korban Pesach, that's another way of being Mechanach the Mizbeach Hachitzim. That's what I thought perhaps the answer could be. Tosis is a little mesupik and different mesichtas regarding this din, that the Talmud shall, the Korban Pesach is brought dafke after the Talmud shall ben abayim. Is that only Pesach Rishon? Does it even apply to Pesach Sheni? The Tosis writes they're not sure. The Mishlei Melech says the Rambam didn't say one way or the other, and there's a whole discussion on this topic in the Achronim. What's the din of Pesach Sheni? The Gemara in the next daf is assuming that there's a din that whenever you have a pasuk in Chumash that says something about Karbonis, that it's not necessarily going to be Miyakeh B'dievet, unless Shina L'Rakos of Yakeh. Whenever a din is only written once, it's only L'Chatchil, it's not Miyakeh B'dievet. So there's a Tosfos in the beginning of Zvachim, a Tosfos writes, a Tosfos assumes that we know from the Gemara in Perek of Zamekoyman, the beginning of Zamekoyman, that there are midrash ha'tarin and rash ha'spam, and in Kodshim, the midrash ha'tarin and rash ha'spam are slightly different from kol ha'torah kula. The Gemara has a long sugya, goes on and on and on, with the details of the din of ein lamedim lamed min alamed. You have a din of chumash, and you learn that another din, you learn B from A, then you want to learn C from B. So we assume that in kol ha'torah kula lamedim lamed min alamed, you can derive C from B, even though B was only derived from A. And Kochim is the exception to the rule, sometimes. And sometimes yes, and sometimes no. So the Gemara says, if they're both a Gzereshav, if they're both a Hekish, if one is Gzereshav, one is a Hekish, when does the rule apply? When does the rule not apply? A boring sugya in the Gemara goes on, a few blot Gemara. So you see from the Gemara Beferish that the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam are slightly different in the area of Kochim. So that's what Tosis says, that this din, Shino Lavakos L'Yakev, is only a Klal in Kochim and doesn't apply to Chulin. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a long essay in his Sefer Asman Deraisa. He has a ton of kashas, and he gives dechik terutzim to answer all the kashas. The pashtus perhaps is like the Chazon Ish writes on the Goyim, on Mishnah is Negoyim, and the Mishnah Achreina also. There's a fantastic commentary in the big Mishnah is. On Zroim is called Mishnah Mishayna, and on Taras, the Sefer is called Mishnah Achreina. He usually tries to tie up the dinim and the Mishnah with what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Does the Shulchan Aruch reflect the correct maskana of the Mishnah? And Taras a lot of times, Taras and Zeroyim. So every so often he thinks that you have to change what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So he, the both the Mishnah Achreina and the Goyim and the Chazon Ish, they both think not like this Tosa. They think Ein Lamed 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 according to the Bavli, that's the difference between Kochim and Kol HaTorah Kula. But this Klal of Shina L'Akos L'Yakev is really a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Sometimes you do need Shina L'Akos L'Yakev, sometimes you don't. That in some areas of Halach, and Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaSpem are different, that is clear. That's the Gemara by Lamed Ben Alamed. So in Kochim, it is different. And then the Gemara has also, Yosef Engel points this out, the Gemara has that when you're darshaning psukim in the area of Dina Nefashis, so you should always bend over backwards to darshan lahokel in the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem, even though it's not that mistaber, because the Pasuk says v'hitzilu ho'eda, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to imply v'hitzilu ho'eda implies the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem should be a little different, should always bend over backwards to be makel. Similarly, the Gemara says in the area of Avodah Zarah, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, because the Pasuk says so sharply, Shaketz to Shaktsen and Sa'ev to Sa'ben and Kecherem Hu, so you always bend over backwards to Darshan the Psukim L'chumra, to Aser Chalipi Avodah Zarah and Taifiz Damav and the Tfisiz Damim is Taifiz Damav. You always Darshan L'chumra, even though if it would have been another area of Halacha, you wouldn't have Darshan L'chumra. Indeed, in the Farshas, he always should darshan l'kula, and then Avodah Zarah should always darshan l'chumra. We know from the quote from the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Aliyoh, and the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, when the Chumash has a din, ki polim imcha dovel amishpat, midam ledam, midin ledin, benega lenega, they come to be alisa l'amokim, whenever there's a machloikis, and we can't resolve the issue, and it's causing friction in the community, they have to ask the Bez Nagon, whatever they paskin is binding on everybody. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon there. And Rab Chaim Balozhin also quotes this in the name of the Vilna Gaon and the Hakdamah to the Bir Agro on Shulchan Aruch, I think. He quotes the same that Kan and this Pasuk Kil HaTorah, Kol Gimel Chelke HaTorah, that the Halach is divided in, basically into three different areas. There's Bin Dam Ladam, Hezisa Beheter. Bein din ledin is dinim amenas, and bein nega lenega is tuma v'tara. And here you have another three different areas. You have kochim is midrash HaTorah and Rashi Spam are different, and in dinim nefashis it's the midrash HaTorah and Rashi Spam are slightly different, and Avodah Zarah it's slightly different. So I thought that maybe this comment from the Vilna Gaon that there are three different areas halacha, maybe that's the reason why the Gemara has the klal isa mituma lo yafina, because you always learn that midinech alachavero on the assumption that all the dinim fit into one big pattern and one big mosaic. That's only all the dinim and dinim amenas fit into one system. All the dinim in Issa Veheta fit into one system, and all the dinim in Tumah V'Tara fit into one system. But Issa mituma lo yafinan, and mamanim isura lo yafinan. So there are really six different areas. The whole Torah is divided into six areas: Tumah V'Tara, Issa Veheta, dinim amenas, dinim nefashis, kochim, and Avodah Zarah. That's why I thought there should have been Shisha Sidri Mishnah, but I thought it should have been these six. We have Taras is good, and we have Nezikin that I understand, and we have Kachim. But I thought the other should have been Dini Nefoshes and Avodah Zarah and Issa Beheta, but Rabbi Yudan Nasi didn't do it like that. He made a different division of the six. An opening on the Mishnahs here in the Perek is about shechting the Korban Shelo Lishma. So the Tosfos raises the issue here, the same issue that they raise in a few other Masechtos. When they talk about Machsheva Shelo Lishma or Machsheva Spigul, the Tosfos in Samach Gimel Aman Aleph Dibur Maschav Reb Meir Sover. So Mikam Adakt agree that whenever you talk a machshava, machshava spiegel doesn't just mean machshava. He was thinking, he has to say it. If he just thinks and he doesn't say, that's not called the machshava spiegel. This is a question the Balei HaTosfos had a machlokes about this. So the Rosh in Hilchos Sefer Torah connects this with the other issue. When you have to write a Sefer Torah Lishma, when you have to, let's say, you have to write a get Lishma, so is it sufficient if the sefer who's writing the get, or the sefer writing the sefer Torah, has in mind lishma, or does he have to say it? So the Rosh links it with this issue. Whenever, if you think that machsheva spigul, machsheva shalol lishma, shenibayla machsheva means dibur, then you should need dibur to make lishma. But if you hold the Machshavas Pigol to Pasal and Machshavas Shinui, it just means Machshava. So then Machshava would be good to create Lishma. Mishnah Berurah, of course, is Machmer on everything. But this is a big Machlekes in the days of the Rishonim. The Raya that Tosis brings, become the Dr. Gree, the Raya in the Tosis Samach Yom Aman Aleph, I remember my father had a Sefer in his library by Rav Meir Arik, Sefer Ha'oris on Olam Shas. I forgot the name of the Sefer. So he has a comment on this Tosis. He digs up with Tosis Raya. He said, there is a Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Chavav in the base, where the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh Kisushava Levate Bisfasayim. So the Gemara quotes, I think, Shmuel, Amar Shmuel Goma, Beliba Tzorch Lahotze Bisfasav. The person made up his mind, he's taking a neder or a shvua, because money doesn't say it with his lips, so it's not binding, because it says Levate Bisfasayim. So the Gemara says that we paskan like that. You need Tzorch Levate Bisfasayim. Two exceptions to the rule are Trum is Chalba Machshava, because the Pasuk says, and if you magdish a korban oyla b'machshava, the Gemara says also chal, because there's a pasuk in Devarim that says kol nediv leivay l'seviu. So korban is chal b'machshava, hegdish is chal b'machshava, and trum is chal b'machshava, and all the other when you only have law, you need dibur learned off in that pasuk nefesh kisushava levate b'sosayim. So in the middle of the discussion there in Shavuos and Daf Chavav, and basically Gemara says, you can't really necessarily prove it from the pasuk. Maybe the pasuk means like this. If the person was gama belibo to say it, then maybe it's only chal bedibor. But if he's gama belibo, he made up his mind, he didn't plan to say it, so then maybe gama belibo would be enough. So we don't accept that lahalacha, but that was a suggestion that the Gemara had. So that's what Amir Arik suggests over here. Here the case in the Gemara was the fellow planned to say lishma v'shalo lishma. So if he planned to say it, so then maybe Machshavas Pigul is enough with Machshava. But if he planned to say the Machshavas Pigul, then maybe it's not Chal unless you take to say it. So the Riz Raya is not so Muchrach. There's such an idea, the Arsamech, right? Such a similar idea as well. There is a Gemara in the Dorim at Perek Naira Hamarasa. A woman takes a neder, so the husband has the ability either to be made for the neder or to be mekayim the neder. Once he's made for the neder, there's no more neder, he can't be mekayim. And once he's mekayim the neder, it's too late, he can't be made for. So the Gemara has a shayla. What if he says, kayim lichi emufa lichi bevasachas latech lakom elamekein chala hafor? He wants both to be chal simultaneously. So what's the din? So the Gemara quotes the din of Rabbah called Shein Bezachazeh. Since if he would have said first kaim lichi, then he wouldn't be able to say mufalichi. He would have said first mufalichi, wouldn't be able to say kaim lichi. So therefore, kol shenim b'zach hazeh. So therefore, what's the din? So the Ran says, therefore the din is that nothing was chal. The hakama was not chal, and nafora was not chal. So the Ran on the Dorm writes, and it's a pel on the Rambam, that the Rambam says, not like the Gemara. The Rambam says the hakama is chal, and the hafora is not chal. How can that be? But the Gemara said, "Kol shein b'zechas afilu v'asach haseino." Pashat pshat is that nothing was chal. So the Yosamech writes on that Rambam, "Bialduso." He thought that the Rambam understood the Gemara like this. The Gemara said there's a basic difference between there are a few differences between hakama and hafara. Hafara has to be b'peh. If you make hafara b'lev, it's not chal. But hakama, even if you've been mekayim the ned the b'lev, it's also chal. The hakom is chal. So as far as the dibur is concerned, I should say kol shein b'zech zafila basach hasein. So he did a dibur on the hakom, a dibur on hafor. He said kaim lichem ufa lichem b'basachas letech al hakom al kein chala hafor. So they both cancel each other out. So he left with nothing. But on the level of machshava, hafor b'machshava is not chal. Hakom b'machshava is chal. So there's no contradiction to the Hakamah B'machshava. So therefore, the Rambam paskins that it's Mekuyim. So this is what he writes. He used to say, Bialdusa, that's the Pshat and the Rambam. And then he came to the realization that it's not correct, that can't be the correct Pshat and the Rambam, because even though the Gemara says Hakamah B'lev is Chal, that's only if he didn't plan to do an Amira. But if he does plan to do an Amira, then he thinks that the Hakamah is only Chal if he actually does the Amira. So since when he did the Amira, he fouled it up. He said, "Kaim lichem ufali v'asachas," and each should be ma'akev the other one. So then, kol shenim b'zechazek causes that everything is canceled. So that's the same idea that Rav Meir Arik suggested over here. Maybe the yoylam machsheves psul machsheves pigol machsheves shalol lishma is chal b'machshava. But if you plan to do a dibur, then it wouldn't be chal b'machshava. That was his. So that's the same suggestion that the Osamech made on Hakama Belev. Hakama Belev would be chal if he didn't have mind to do a dibur. But if he does have a mind to do an amira, then Hakama Belev would not be chal. On the Tesom and Aleph, there's a famous Tosfos, Zebana Av. That the Gemara says, whenever you have a set of karbonis, a person is obligated to bring an oil on a chatos. So the chatos kademis le'oil. A chatos is to be mechaper, and oil is a doron. So first you have to get a kapara, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam will be interested in accepting your doron. So Tosfos proves, they start off by saying they think it's me'akev b'dieved, that you have to bring the chatos before the oil. Why should it be me'akev b'dieved? Usually to say something is Me'akev b'dieved, you have to say chuka, has to say kocha, you have to have a drasha to say Me'akev b'dieved. So Tosfos doesn't explain it, but in the Ritva, in the first parak in Kedusha, on the Af Yud Gimel, where the Tosfos talks about the same topic, the Ritva explains why. That there is a psul of mechus hazman by korbanos. If a person, so there are two kinds of mechus hazman. One is a mechus hazman, it says, you're not allowed to bring any carbon before the eighth day. So that's one kind of mechus hazman. Then there's another kind of a mechus hazman. Let's say I have a carbon I could have brought it today, but then I go and I shecht also the hazbano. You're not allowed to shecht on the same day. Let's say I shecht the mother of this carbon or the vlad of this carbon. If I wouldn't have shechted the mother or the vlad, I would have been able to shecht it today. The behem is already more than 8 days old. Because I shechted the mother or the vlad, so there's an isur also as benad. That's also called mechus hazman. So that's what the Ritva explains. That's, I think, what's assumed like that Ritva. That if he's supposed to bring the chatos before the oilo, and you brought the oilo before the chatos, if you're going to say it's possible for the eved, it'll be possible because of mechus hazman. Well, let's say the Tosfos discussed the Tosfos we mentioned before, that the Tosfos discussed, if you bring a korban, any other korban before the Tom Shal Shachar, after Tom Shal Ben Abayim, the Tosfos quoted the Tosefta Misochem in Perek Dalet that says that it's possible. So Tosfos had the discussion, is it really possible in the Torah? Or is it only a Chumra Midrabbanan should bring another one? But really it's kosher. So the one suggestion Tosfos had was that it's really possible in the Torah. We don't assume like that. We assume it's only a chumra midirabban. Why should it be possible in a Torah? So in the one way I understand, if you bring a korban before the Tamid Shal Shachar, you can call that a mechus hazman. It's not a mechus hazman like Yom HaShemini V'Holo. This animal is already 8 days old. But I was supposed to wait till after. It's mechus hazman abo b'yom. I was supposed to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar first. So if I didn't bring the Tamid, it's like I was supposed to bring the chatas first. So there's room to say that that's a mechus hazman. But what I don't understand is the Achrayim talk about if you bring a carbon after the Tamid Shal Ben Abayim, I should have passed it because of Mechus Hazman. How is that Mechus Hazman? Fakir. I was supposed to have brought it before. Instead of bringing it before the Tamid Shal Shachar, before the Tamid Shal Ben Abayim, I brought it after. So how is that? How can you use the Lashon Mechus Hazman? I'm not sure what they mean by that. But before the Tamid Shal Shachar, that I can understand. That would... There's room to say it should be possible in Atar because of Mechus Hazman. I noticed the Gemara Nun Tesam and Beis. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. The din is by Kochi Kochim. Kochi Kochim are always nechel by the Kohanim. It has a restricted achila, a mokam achila, and a zman achila. Everything is restricted. Can only be eaten by Zichri Kun and in the Azara. And it's only Yom Balailo, at Chatzos. So the Kohanim can only begin to eat the Chatos and the Osham after Haktaras Emurim. Before you do Haktaras Emurim, they're not supposed to eat it. And the Chazav Shoik of Shlomim, also the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, that the Kohanim are not supposed to eat the Chazav Shoik until after the Haktaras Emurim. Unless Nitmu Osha Avdu, so then there is no Chavis Haktaras Emurim to speak of, so then the Kohanim can eat it. But if the Emurim are there, and they weren't Machta the Emurim yet, so the Kohanim are not allowed to eat. So what about the Bailim eating the Shlomim before Haktoras Emurim? So in the first Perek, in the end of the first Perek in Beitzah, Rashi and Tosfos assume it's a davar pashut that the Nom is allowed to eat, not the Kohanim are not allowed to eat the Chazav v'Shoik of the Shlomim, and the Yisraelim are not allowed to eat the rest of the Basar. And the Tzlach over there disagrees. He says there is no such din. He claims that it's only a din on the Chazav v'Shoik of the Kohanim, but the Bailim are permitted to eat the rest of the Basar HaShlomim, even before Haktoras Emurim. I don't know why. I always thought like Rashi and Tosfos. I always thought no one's allowed to eat anything. Until I thought the Haktoras Emurim is mat everything by Achila. I was surprised at that. On Samach HaMibayis, there's a famous Gemara, the Rav Elwal HaSoloveitchik made famous. The Gemara in the first perek, the first daf, in Zvachim has a klal that Stoma L'Shmonkoi. So what does that mean? So usually we assume that it's a psychological umdana. If you have a korban, so Mestama the Kohanim are going to do the Avodah L'Shma. That's what Tosfos says. You apply Stama L'Shma to Bris Mila also. You have a baby on the Mashmini, and you don't know what the Moel has in mind. So Mestama, he has in mind L'Shma. Mestama, he has in mind L'Shma. But if you have an umdana that he doesn't have that in mind, let's say he shechts it explicitly, he's shechting it Shalom L'Shmon, so then they don't have the psychological umdin, then it's not going to be Stama L'Shmon. So Abel Balav points out from this Gemara, he said someone brought it to his attention. He had the Shtikal Torah. Someone showed him that enough in the Gemara, that Stama L'Shmon is not a psychological umdin, it's a halacha. It's a halacha because the Gemara says, even if you're shechting the korban Shalom L'Shmon, I consider it L'Shmon v'Shalom L'Shmon. Why? Because Stama L'Shmon. So it's always Lishma, and he's explicitly intending Shalom Lishma, so that's going to be Lishma v'Shalom Lishma. What do you mean? Stama Lishma, but it's not Stama. He said the Pharisee that he's shechting at Shalom Lishma. So you see from the Gemara that Stama Lishma is Aloche. And if you say like that, that it's Aloche, then the Pashta says it only make, perhaps there's room to say not like that Tosfos in the different Masechtas that Tosfos says, even by a Bris Mila, Stama Lishma. Some Rishonim write the Pharisee, Stama L'Shma is only by Kotchim, not by Bris Mila, because you are Magdish the Korban. So the Korban is, because you are Magdish it, so it's Oymed L'Mitzvasai. So that's why the fact that it has Kedusha's Korban on it, and it's Oymed L'Mitzvasai, so therefore it's considered as if the Avodah that was done L'Shma. And you had in mind Shalor L'Shma, so it'll be both L'Shma and Shalor L'Shma. But by a baby, what are you going to say? It's built into the baby. You didn't do anything to the baby yet. What the Tzivoy Hashem makes it that is Stama L'Shma. So the question is, the Ralvala quotes this Gemara Zariah, but then that was only the Havamin in the Gemara. Then the Gemara suggests Shani Hechadamim Hechadaloyama. Maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is rejecting. That the Gemara is rejecting that you can't say Stama L'Shma because he has a mind. He says the Pharisee is doing it Shalom L'Shma. So that's the question. Is it really such a Gevald? He brings it as such a Gevaldig Ariah. But then when you learn the Gemara, it looks like that was a Haramin, and then the Gemara is Matcha that Ryan. So cheerful Limud. Everything is cheerful. You should have a successful year. Learn up the storm. You should learn more than Perek Tam and Nishchat. Try to learn Hom Sichta. Very good. Everyone should have a Ksiv Achsim HaTeva.
Thank you very much again for giving us the time. As usual, we appreciate it. And to everybody, and we'll continue next week. I think Rav Willig is scheduled. I don't know what his topic is yet, but probably let's assume that 1:30 again. Next Thursday is regular, right? Next Thursday, yeah. All right, and Amir Hashem, we'll continue with the Limud.
Thank you so much. Ksivatova.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good, very good.
I'll try to send the recordings to Ike, both of them. Yeah.